What's the seventh way that we can eliminate stress?
Is a psychological one.
Okay.
Decide that you're a performer.
Oh.
One of the areas that I work in is helping teachers create dynamic classroom environments.
Right.
And teachers are notorious for refusing to admit that they might be performers.
Oh, yeah. So they can be really boring at times.
They can be boring, and they insist that they're not performers, many of them. They say, well, I'm an academic. I do research. That's my job.
Yeah.
I don't have to entertain them. They're supposed to be here to learn. And I'm not saying that you have to turn yourself into a juggler.
Right.
But a performer implies some very key things. A performance cannot exist and has no value whatsoever unless it's shared with other people.
Yeah.
And unless those other people get it, that they're excited about it, that they're inspired by it, they want to take action, whatever it is. And a performer, the art of a performer is very invisible. You can paint a painting and put it on the wall, and the viewer decides how long they look at a painting.
Yes.
But if you're doing a performance, you're telling the audience exactly how long you want their attention engaged. Your job is to captivate their attention over time.
Mm.
So, Scott, if you're speaking at an IMC event and you come on at 7 o'clock and you're off at 10, you want, during that entire time, people gripped and riveted to what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
At no time should they look at their watch, wonder how long it is, wish they were somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
want to make a cell phone call, and that depends on the value of your content and the passion and excitement you have in delivering it.
Yeah, I've heard of a term for that that somebody coined, and it's called edutainment.
That's a good term. It's useful, and it's a popular one, edutainment.
Yeah, so keeping the people involved as you're giving them information. Teaching them.
Exactly. And that's part of the job.
Yeah.
If you're not willing to engage yourself in that part of the job, then
it's not going to work.
You're going to bore people.
Yeah. And they don't learn when they're bored, right?
Exactly. And with podcasts, how many podcasts are there out there to choose from? If they get tired of you after 1 minute going on and on about something that seems to have nothing to do with them, they'll just click on another podcast.
Right. Cool. So what is the final way to eliminate stress in public speaking?
Give 100% of yourself.
Ah.
Hold nothing back. Give it all. In acting, we have a phrase called raising the stakes. Actually make it life and death.
Oh, okay.
And anything can be life and death. But nothing rivets the attention of a listener or a viewer as a circumstance that is life and death to the people who are talking.
Right. Huh.
And that takes a little practice, because you can say, well, I'm not talking about a life and death situation here.
Yeah.
I'm only talking about podcasts. But listen, if you're putting yourself out on the airwaves and you're wishing, demanding, hoping that someone will click on your podcast and listen to it, the only thing that will keep them there is the importance that you give to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And importance is conveyed through giving 100% of yourself.
That's right.
This is the most important thing you can possibly do right now, is listen to this podcast.
And then take the information and take action with it.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Cool. We've just got a couple minutes left, Jesse. So can you just give us a quick summary of the 8 ways to eliminate stress?
The 8 ways to eliminate stress are, 1, love your subject.
Be passionate about it.
Exactly. 2, be excited to share it.
Yeah.
3, before you even make your podcast, rehearse.
Practice it a few times.
Read it, speak it aloud. You can certainly record it each time and play it back to you and see if you like it.
Oh, that's a good way to get feedback, isn't it?
It's one of the better ones if you're alone. But it's important also not to be super critical, not to say things like, ew, I hate the sound of my voice, it's yucky.
Right.
That's
right.
A very unscientific response, and most people can probably listen to you quite well and be perfectly happy about it and say, oh yeah, that sounds like you.
Yeah, now, that's right.
If you talk like this and you're trying to put a podcast across, then you should probably play it to a couple of other people to see if they actually want to listen to you.
Right.
Or if they can understand you.
Okay.
Like, and play it to someone else and say, first of all, what's your response?
Yeah.
If they say, gee, you have a really good voice, well, that's the wrong answer.
Right.
If they say, wow, that information you conveyed was so valuable, I'm going to take that and use it, then chances are you hit a home run.
That's right. So number four is?
Number four is make it about them.
Yeah.
Remember, WIIFM.
Yeah.
What's in it for me? What's in it for them? Number five, train your voice. Number six, train your body. I just wanted to fill in a little more about train your body. In
sure.
In podcasts, because you do it in private, it's very easy to sit back in the chair and speak.
Yeah.
Now, the energy that's carried in your body is the energy that's going to come through your voice.
Absolutely.
Great idea if you're doing a podcast to wear a wireless headset or a handheld headset and stand up.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm standing and I'm kind of moving around.
Exactly. I'm standing on the side of a hill overlooking the Columbia River outside. Isn't technology amazing?
It is.
Number seven, decide that you're a performer.
Mm-hmm.
Don't apologize for it. Don't hide from it. Take it on fully.
Yeah, look for the applause.
Well, hopefully you'll get that if you're really giving value to people.
Yes.
And number eight, give 100% of yourself. Don't hold anything back.
Excellent. Well, that's very, very interesting stuff, Jesse. And I'm looking forward to exploring each of these more and more in the coming weeks, because I'm just looking at this and I'm going, wow, I want to know more about all this stuff. So,
well,
I'm even more excited about doing these podcasts with you than I was before. So that's
great.
That's awesome.
So am I. Well, this information is really the tip of the iceberg, and in the following sessions we'll be able to drill down into more detail in each of the areas.
Oh, so cool.
Now, do we have email optimization if some of our listeners want to ask questions?
Yes, you could send emails to Scott at podcasting-unleash.com, and I'll get them and reply to them if they require a reply, or if it's a question for the podcast, I'll bring them to the podcast, Jesse, and we'll, of course, practice and rehearse them before, so you'll know what the questions are, but I'm not going to put you on the spot. And
that's okay. I can also give my email address.
Sure.
If anyone has a specific voice question.
That's a good idea.
Voice command, just like it sounds, voice command at telus.net. And we welcome all of your responses. Otherwise, how do we know if we're of value to people out there?
That's right. It's a two-way street, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's an interactive medium.
Cool.
Well, it's a great pleasure talking with you, Scott.
It's been great talking with you too, Jesse. And I'll look forward to talking with you next week.
And I'm sure all of these things will be of great value to our podcasting group out there.
Yeah, that's for sure.
The ever-growing podcasting group.
All right. Until next week, this is Scott Patton saying goodbye.
And Jesse James saying goodbye.